Back on the morning wake up here. Welcome back, everybody. Don't forget, streaming 24/7, 365 all across the globe. That's at 1320wils.com. The podcasts are there. And that includes the weekly podcast with our good friend Lee Sweal of Fox News, legal analyst, taking a look at some of the legal stories making headlines, sometimes blaring headlines here across America. Good morning, Lise.
Good morning.
State of Texas. Wow. It's always like those Twitter pages, Texas man, and then you fill in the blank, Florida man. Texas police this time shutting down a lemonade stand in Overton, Texas, a rather, quote-unquote, sour lesson. What is going on here?
It's incredible. So these little girls wanted to make $105, these sisters, to take their dad to Splash Kingdom for Father's Day.
Aw, that's nice.
Yeah, it's really cute. Anyway, the city apparently had a $150 fee for any kind of vendors. Really?
Oh,
so they shut these poor little kids down. I mean, this is such an example of where the law just has no common sense sometimes. I mean, it's not that they're selling, you know, raw hamburger in 105 degree weather.
No.
They're selling some, like lemonade, for goodness sakes.
Now, I've heard about this in other jurisdictions where they then put a little codicil in there that, you know, this doesn't apply to
so, lemonade.
Yeah, things. So wouldn't this be an easy
absolutely
fix?
Of course, most states have that. Most counties do. But Overton not only doesn't have that, but then continued and said, we're going to enforce it. We're going to enforce it, even though we don't have to. It's ridiculous.
And I imagine for most of the officers going out, if they have an ounce of common sense, and most do, they're probably
of
saying,
course.
Why am I having to do this?
Right.
I'm not winning friends and influencing people by closing down a kid's lemonade stand.
It's a lemonade stand. And you know as well as I do that most people that buy that lemonade are adults and will take a little sip and then we'll kind of water the plants with it.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not going to sit down there and drink it all.
She sounds like someone who speaks with experience there. Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. I many times, and I had lemonade stands when I was a kid growing up. It's a fun way to make money. You meet people. It's ridiculous, and it's really an example where common sense did not prevail, and it should. And you're right. Many other states and other counties have these provisions that say we don't include lemonade stands in this.
All right. Our next two topics have to do with parental jurisdiction and how parents handle their kids.
Mm-hmm.
This one has to do with a brawl that occurred in a Walmart store where a woman is facing charges not for assault herself, but for apparently engaging her six-year-old son to join into a brawl.
She asked the six-year-old, hey, you come into this, you fight. The six-year-old does, and the six-year-old, hits, grabs a shampoo bottle and starts hitting the other woman. And you're right, she's not charged with the assault of the woman. She's charged with neglecting her child, a six-year-old. And then she's kind of proud of it. She's sort of proud. She's saying, well, he's never going to get bullied, this kid. He's a little crazy kid. He's the one I don't have to worry about being bullied in high school. I'm quoting her here. Really? She's proud of getting her kid to be in a brawl at 6 years old?
This is bad. So this would be under the category of contributing to the delinquency of a minor.
That's right. A felony. One is a felony charge and the other is a misdemeanor. So she could actually be looking at a time. And what I want to know in this case is, has she done this before? Is this a pattern of how she treats her child? If so, then it's really serious.
Okay, and that's important going to my next question, because I was going to ask you subcategory here, and you just alluded to it. Is her doing time going to make things better?
See, that's what I... Yeah,
yeah, I see. You see where I'm going with that?
Exactly. Was she having a horrible, horrible day and just out of sorts? Maybe her husband said he was going to divorce her that morning. Something really traumatic. So she just wasn't herself.
Yes.
And it's never happened before.
So,
well, then you kind of go, oh, okay, that's really horrible. She should never do that. She's to have some counseling or whatever, but not jail. But if she's done this before and is proud of her kid for being like this, Then she's not being a good mom, and maybe, then the state does have to step in.
Trending now. You're not a very good parent. Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, there's questions with this next one having to do with both the law and kind of a new thing in our society, which is free ranging. I'm not even sure if this applies, because free range parenting means I let my kids go. Kind of like I did a lot when I was a kid.
Oh, we all did.
Yeah.
Be home by dark.
Be
home for dinner.
But what about when going means your own yard? Two Florida parents, felony neglect charges their 11-year-old playing alone in the backyard for an hour and a half because they weren't home yet.
This is a ridiculous one. Again, it's, again, the law is way over on the other side. Because here, the kid, 11 years old, not 7, 11,
right.
Backyard, his own backyard, was playing, shooting hoops. Apparently, the parents said that there was water, there was an open shed, he had snacks, and they were just late getting back from work. I guess they got caught in traffic. So it wasn't any kind of danger. He's out there playing hoops in his own backyard, and some nosy neighbor, according to me, calls the police and they get arrested for child negligence. Now, wait a second. You know, a mom could be like telling her 6-year-old to get invited, in a brawl and, that be charged. I get that. This, though, you're just playing in your backyard. If that would happen, back in the day when we were growing up, all our parents would be arrested.
Completely. And I mean, even in my house, people babysitting at that age, taking care of other siblings,
exactly,
or cousins, and you watch them, I'll be back in a little while, go get a pack of smokes. Okay.
Exactly.
It doesn't happen. Well, I'm just saying, it not only does not happen now, but you can go and have your kids taken away. So what's the upshot of this? Do they face, there's more harm done by them going through the system here than by this sort of, I guess, benign neglect, as is what some would call it?
I absolutely think so. These do not seem to me like bad parents. I would think that the prosecutor, if it gets that far, them having to go to court, would just dismiss this case and say, hey guys, you really can't do that, and do better to have a babysitter there or something. But at 11, there is no minimum age for leaving your kid alone in that state, apparently. There is here in New York, but there isn't there. And so even legally, I don't think that this is really going to hold any water. But a good prosecutor is going to have to say that and say, we're not going to spend our law enforcement time. Look, are we going to spend our law enforcement time on those Florida parents,
mm-hmm,
and those kids in Overton, Texas that were having a lemonade stand when we have real people doing really bad things like this woman in Walmart?
So you want
to spend the energy.
You always think that the common sense factor is there in the world of the law, but it isn't always there.
No, it really isn't. And people, administrators with a little bit of power, I hate to say it, with a little bit of power, they sometimes abuse it. They really
right.
do.
Fox News legal analyst, author of Lethal Beauty, is Lise Wheel. She joins us here weekly. Lise, always interesting, always fun. You have a wonderful day
and
a great week.
You too. Take care.
Always good to talk to her. She was tweeting out the other night from Yankee Stadium. We're going to work on Lise Wheel, Legal Lise, and see if we can turn her into a Tiger fan. After all, it may be difficult, but we're going to try. More coming up here. It is the Morning Wake Up. It is 1320 WILS.